From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump took a softer tone with his Chinese counterpart, President Xi Jinping, in Beijing. VOA Beijing correspondent Bill Ein has more on the discussions Trump had about what to do with North Korea.
I think what they're trying to focus on is that, yes, both sides agree about denuclearization, that North Korea needs to denuclearize, it needs to be verifiable, you know, that we have to have a, you know, a full plan in place to really end the program that is threatening the region. And I think they're trying to do this to, you know, shore up some confidence that they can work together. But really, there's, when you get down to the finer details, there's still a huge difference and between the two sides' approaches and what they feel should be done to put pressure on North Korea. And that hasn't changed.
That's VOA Beijing correspondent Bill Ide. The U.S. Treasury Department sanctioned 10 Venezuelans Thursday, including a number of government officials, which is the latest step by the Trump administration to pressure Caracas over what it sees as an erosion of democracy in the oil-rich country. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert explained the effects of those new sanctions.
As a result of today's actions, the assets of these individuals subject to U.S. jurisdiction are frozen, and U.S. persons are generally prohibited from dealing with them.
Nauert said the United States will maintain those sanctions on designated Venezuelan government officials until they break from Maduro's dictatorial regime and support the restoration of democracy and constitutional order. Be sure to follow The Voice of America on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for stories, videos, pictures, and more. This is VOA News.